gospel reading is out of the Sermon on the Mount. You know, I really like that. That's one of my favorite teachings. And you don't have time to, there's so much in here, of course, y'all know that. But, you know, about the whole entrance into the kingdom, the poor and the spirit. But I like that because it just kind of covers what it looks like to me, a person where the kingdom of God, like that leaven, is just kind of overtaking them, right? Because it talks about everything, relationships with people, with brothers, with people that aren't in the kingdom, your finances, everything, right? And then Jesus, at the end of it, we know that's where it says, we learn these little songs in Sunday school about building your house on the rock. And Jesus said, he who hears these words and does them will be like the man who does that. Because he says in there too that where, talking about storing up treasure in heaven, that where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be, right? But if our treasure is in heaven, then our heart will be there also. Now think of too of the life of, I was thinking about Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany, which I think are the same persons. In Luke chapter 10, you know, when she and Martha, Jesus had come to visit them, and Martha was serving, and then Mary was seated at his feet, listening to him. And it says that, Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she was fussing about it and says, hey, my sister's left me to do all the serving alone. Then he said and answered and said to her, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary's chosen that which will not be taken away from her. You know, one of the things in IHOP, which is out in Kansas City, not the restaurant, but the International House of Prayer, they call themselves, they used to have a conference, everything, and they would always call it the One Thing Conference. And their whole life is dedicated to this verse and also Psalm 27, where David says, this one thing, you know, that I want to, do is just hang out with the Lord, behold his beauty, and spend the rest of my days in the presence of the Lord or in the house of the Lord, right? That they're one thing people. And so it's been my prayer through the years is just, Lord, how does that work? How does the kingdom of God begin to overtake a person like that? Where these people are just dedicated their whole lives and they even quit having the conferences because they felt like the conferences was distracting them from the one thing that God had called them to do. And so, I think 2 years ago was the last one they had. And, man, that just always ministered to me that their hearts, like, this stuff is distracting us from being one thing people, where we're just consumers. See, I believe when the kingdom of God, when the Holy Spirit comes to live within us and, you know, Jesus is there and the Father, all the stuff that we receive, it is designed to, like the leaven, it's designed to overtake us, designed to consume us, you know, with where we're like those people who sell all that they have and buy that, you know, where you're all in and every part of your life is affected by the kingdom, you know. And I've heard people say, you know, and probably even said it myself one time, that this person is too heavenly minded to be any earthly good, right? Well, I say you can't be any earthly good unless you're heavenly minded, right? Because as eternal people, we really are going to live forever with him. Right. And I want the kingdom of God, like this leaven within me, to grow like the mustard seed, to where I'm a one thing person. And I think it has to do a lot with, like Mary, just the choices we make, you know. I think the more choices we make of just getting in his presence and spending a life seated at his feet, then it's going to overtake us. You know, his presence, it's just designed to do that. I love watching people that I know. One thing, TC, my wife, is that way. She's a sanguine type personality, which means she gains energy from people. She goes to parties, the longer it goes, the more pumped she gets. You know, she's a Disney World person, you know, just lives like that. She just, but a lot of that has come from that she, you know, she's lived her life seated at his feet. And she, as a sanguine type personality, she doesn't like to struggle. She likes being happy all the time. So, but she's learned how, when she does, to sit at his feet until she's set free. It's always ministered to me, you know, if I'm going through something, she's like, well, get in God's presence. Go sit with him. You know, he'll set you free. Because that's the life she lives. And I was thinking that too, you know, these thoughts were coming to me, and, you know, scripture was just kind of popping in my mind. And my favorite in the one of Paul's prison epistles is called, well, he wrote in prison. This is in Philippians 3, and I read this constantly to pray that this would just, I would be like, or my heart would be like this. He said, more than that, I count all things lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ, my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count all things rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him. Now, that word's always being found in Christ. It goes on, not having a righteousness derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, a righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him, that I may know the power of his resurrection life, that I may know the fellowship of his sufferings, may be conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, or everything that Christ brought me in the resurrection. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of. I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, I forget what lies behind and I reach forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for this prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, or the heavenly things. That word goal is an interesting word. It's actually the Greek word from which we get scope, where we get a scope like a crosshairs. That goal is just like he's scoped in and zeroed in on Jesus. And that's what he presses. He reaches forward, meaning that he, the word is just stretching to, like on your tiptoes when you're trying to reach something, stretching to you just can't stretch or reach anymore, to grab hold of Christ and everything that he has, or he did won for him on the cross, right? So to be a one thing person, we have to be a one thing seeker. It has to be our goal, and our ambition is to grab hold of him, right? Because I think once we begin to do that, and that's the passion that we have, and see, I don't think, well, this person has it and this person don't. You have it because God put that in you. He put the desire to seek him in you, right? He put the leaven and the mustard seed in you. That is the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom is in you now, but it's designed to overtake us. And I think how that happens, I don't know fully how it happens, other than it has to be my desire. And if it is my desire, then it will overtake me. It will consume me, because that's what it's designed to do, right? Jesus wants it more than I want it, right? It's not like he's out there and I'm chasing him and he keeps running and I keep chasing him. No, he wants it more than I want it. He's longing to, just like Isaiah 30 talks about, that he's longing to be gracious to us. He's waiting on high to have compassion on us. I mean, he's longing. Once we turn that way, and once we, Mary, we position our lives, not just, you know, moments of our life, I'm talking about our whole lives, seated at his feet, then it'll consume. It'll take us over, just like a fire that just begins to burn within us and just begins to consume our lives. And Jesus said that part will never be taken away from us. And then the whole cure for, you know, when I was reading, and I'll finish up with this, but we don't have time to do all this. I love talking about it, though. Then those things that happen with us in the Sermon on the Mount, where we're not anxious about our lives, you know, where all the things that the Gentiles seek, our clothing, our food, God, all that will be taken care of. He promises us. If we seek His kingdom first, all that will be taken care of. Right? And it's not, we don't even worry about it anymore. Because our goal, our heart, our passion, and what we're seeking and what we're going after is Him. And we've scoped it in. Right? I've lived long enough to know that nothing else satisfies like that, like Him. Nothing. You know? It's just wasted time and wasted energy. And I guess, you know, I've got a long, I don't know how long it is before I go be with the Lord, but it's a lot closer than it was, you know, when I was a much younger man. But we don't know. I mean, we're not promised that. But I just want to, you know, pass that to you for me, and my prayer for all of us today is that we'll be with those one thing people. You know, the rest of our lives will be, hey, I remember that guy. He was a one thing. I remember her. She was a one thing person. You know, her, all she desired, she sold everything that she had and bought that field. Sold everything they had and bought that pearl. They're just all in to behold His beauty, to be in His presence. Amen. And then towards the end of Paul's life, man, he was like, he just didn't want any more time to be between him and just being fully in the presence of the Lord. And he was saying, I don't know which to choose. I want to go be with Him. That is so much better. Yet I got to remain here with you. I don't know which to choose. Evidently, the Lord gave him a choice. Hey, Paul, you can come on now, or you can stay here and, you know, finish this right here. And he was just torn. Like, oh, man. I think that is a heart of a one-thing person. When you just can't stand it anymore, right? Because that part of your life, it also consumes fear. There's no fear of death. Death is victory for us, right? Where we no longer see in part, or but then fully. And Lord, I just pray now that just in my life, Lord, and the lives of those that's here, Lord, we would be a people who truly are seekers of Your kingdom first. Lord, that's where You tell us where our treasure is. That's where our hearts will be. Lord, and if You are our treasure, then our hearts will be there. Lord, You put the desire, the heart, You tell us You gave us a new heart. You gave us a new spirit. You put this fire in us that just burns for You. And Lord, we know nothing else will do. So fan that flame, Lord, in all of our hearts. May we know the joy of Your presence. Thank You, Jesus.